musicians leading the way. Hundreds of citizens who want a public option to compete with private health insurers marched up State Street to the Capitol. The crowd included unions, consumer groups, faith organizations, and a group of women who call themselves the Raging Grannies. Mary Sanderson from Columbus is one of them.
The insurance companies get 32% of our health care dollars in this country, and with that money, everyone could have health care.
Sanderson was part of a large contingent carrying signs advocating a single-payer system, even though the rally was intended to show support for something more politically palatable in Congress, a public option. Representative Tammy Baldwin drew the ire of one young man who wants universal coverage now, prompting Baldwin to urge patience.
I support single payer. I've supported single payer, and that's how we get there. This is how we get there.
The U.S. Senate will not vote on health care reform before the August recess. Those at the rally were urged to put pressure on congressional members to counter what they say is a well-funded lobbying effort against reform. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.